Thank you. Firstly, I would like to thank all the presenters and also congratulate you and all the Basin organization which spoke for the progress. And having seen how several of you have worked over the last years, it is really very interesting and great to see the progress made and how the activities on the one hand are similar but also different between different basin organizations due to the different different also mandate structure, financing, and in particular I wanted to come back to the challenge mentioned from the Lake Victoria Basin Commission and also a little bit the Mekong River Basin Commission, is how to show the benefits of regional approaches to climate change adaptation. And I wanted to ask, particularly the LVBC, you mentioned that you are providing actually, that you're actually doing concrete adaptation measures and concrete small grants. And could you inform us a bit more of whether you are giving those grants directly from the Lake Victoria Basin Commission and how, and if yes, how, and how you are exactly dealing with this challenge national, regional transboundary? And similarly to the Mekong River Commission, I think it's also very interesting to see how you are trying to link up with the national communications, with the NDCs of the countries. And I would like to ask if you can provide some more information about this, and particularly how you're also reaching the climate colleagues, the climate experts at a national level, because there is often a disconnect between the water community and the climate community. And the climate community even understands less the transboundary issues. Thank you.